يُسَبِّحُ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ الْمَلِكِ الْقُدُّوسِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَكِيمِ هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَإِنْ كَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَآخَرِينَ مِنْهُمْ لَمَّا يَلْحَقُوا بِهِمْ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم والله عليم بالظالمين قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إذا جاءك المنافقون قالوا نشهد إنك لرسول الله والله يعلم إنك لرسوله والله يشهد إن المنافقين لكاذبون اتخذوا أيمانهم جنة فصدوا عن سبيل الله إنهم ساء ما كانوا يعملون ذلك بأنهم آمنوا ثم كفروا فطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون سواء عليهم استغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين هم الذين يقولون لا تنفقوا على من عند رسول الله حتى ينفضوا ولله خزائن السماوات والأرض ولكن المنافقين لا يفقهون يقولون لئن رجعنا إلى المدينة ليخرجن الأعز منها الأذل ولله العزة ولرسوله وللمؤمنين ولكن المنافقين لا يعلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام السلام صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه برحمتك يا رب. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاه حي على الصلاح حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاه قد قامت الصلاح الله اكبر الله اكبر لا اله الا الله
الله اكبر الله اكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله اكبر الله اكبر الله اكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الله
Take as a blessing of Allah, as a blessing for Allah. Allah made this work easy and simple. We don't have to do any research to refine this. It's been refined, it's been taken care of everything. Just we have to follow. May Allah SWT. There will be talk, inshallah, after. Mother, the brother of the prostitute.
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والليل إذا يغشى والنهار إذا تجلى وما خلق الذكر والأنثى إن سعيكم لشتى فأما من أعطى واتقى وصدق بالحسنى فسنيسره لليسرى وَأَمَّا مَنْ بَخِلَ وَاسْتَغْنَى وَكَذَّبَ بِالْحُسْنَى فَسَنُيَسِّرُهُ لِلْعُسْرَى وَمَا يُغْنِي عَنْهُ مَالُهُ إِذَا تَرَدَّى إِنَّ عَلَيْنَا لَلْهُدَى وَإِنَّ لَنَا لَلْآخِرَةَ وَالْأُولَى فَأَنْذَرْتُكُمْ نَارًا تَلَظَّى لا يصلاها إلا الأشقى الذي كذب وتولى وسيجنبها الأتقى الذي يؤتي ماله يتزكى وما لأحد عنده من نعمة تجزى إلا ابتغاء وجه ربه الأعلى ولسوف يرضى اللہ اکبر سمع اللہ لمن حمدہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اہدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سمع اللہ لمن حمدہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ اللہ اللهم انت السلام. صلى الله على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
ਕਿਤਾ ਚੱਕਰ ਲਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੀਦਾ
اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان لا الہ الا اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ اشہد ان محمد رسول اللہ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الصلاۃ حی علی الفلاح حی علی الفلاح قد قامت الصلاۃ قد قامت الصلاۃ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر لا الہ الا اللہ
اللہ اکبر الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اہدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم اللہ اکبر سمع اللہ لمن حمدہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر الحمد للہ رب العالمین الرحمن الرحیم مالک یوم الدین ایاک نعبد و ایاک نستعین اہدنا الصراط المستقیم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. اللہ اکبر سمع اللہ لمن حمدہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سمع اللہ لمن حمدہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر سمع اللہ لمن حمدہ اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر اللہ اکبر السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ اللهم انت السلام السلام تبارك يا جلال في الدنيا وحسن وحنا صلى الله على النبي الكريم برحمتك يا
Assalamu alaikum brothers, inshallah after the remaining salat we'll have the kids and youth program. We have the speaker here, brother Bilal Qadri from ICD Masjid Detroit, the Islamic Center of Detroit on Chase and Tyerman. After the speech, inshallah we'll also have pizza and soft drinks for the kids and the attendees. Everybody is requested to come in, attend, listen to the speech and benefit from it. Jazakallah, assalamu alaikum warahmatullah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. أما بعد, all praise go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Blessings and salutations be upon the last and final messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Inshallah, in today's brief talk we'll be discussing a very important manner. very important act of worship. It's building a healthy relationship with our parents. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions in the Quran over and over about the kind treatment, the ihsan that we should give to our parents. And this topic is something that can either earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or gain His pleasure. This is something that can grant you Jannah or summon you to Jahannam. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, and be good to the parents. And the term ihsan, it basically is translated into to perfect an act of worship. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to have that form of ihsan towards your parents, to perfect this act of worship. Now, I'm going to be talking a little bit about the mother, more than the father, just because there's more evidence in the hadith and the sunnah, or in the sunnah and the Quran about it. But in a very popular hadith that many of us know, there's a man that approached Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, "Who deserves my honor after you?" And he sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Your mother." And he asked again and he said, "Your mother." And he asked again and he said, "Your mother." And he asked one more time and he said, "Your father." So in other words, your mother deserves 75% of your honor and your father deserves 25%. In other words, if we're speaking on an Olympic term basis, your mother deserves the gold, the silver and the bronze medal and your father deserves honorable mentions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in another verse He says, "We have enjoined on men kindness to his parents, in pain did his mother bear him, and in pain did she give him birth." Notice the wording that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses. He mentions the mother two times. The mother's pain. It is said that it is as if hundreds of bones are breaking when a mother gives birth to her child. And subhanallah, when we break our foot or toe or finger at work, we get 2 weeks medical leave. Your mother just gives birth to you and has to answer to the call of your cry, has to make sure you're fed and changed right away. She doesn't get no days off. A mother deserves service, love, submission, obedience, and gratitude from the child more than the father because of the sacrifices and the hardship that she endures while bringing up the child. Subhanallah, I'm a very heavy sleeper. And I'm scared for when the day that I have children, if I'll be able to wake up to the call of their cry. But subhanAllah, the mother, you will cry and she will wake up every hour to the call of your cry. SubhanAllah. This is something, this love is forever. And one of the most remarkable things that I seem to have noticed with the topic of parents is there's this huge generation gap, right? There's these old people that don't know what life is and Snapchat and Facebook and they're too old to know about this stuff. And then there's this older generation that thinks about these children as just some spoiled people that don't know and have no respect for nobody. And this is the problem. You know, as youth, we don't understand the idea that that parents were once in the same shoes that you were in, right? They fell in love before, they got married, they went to school, they had work, they've had the same issues that you've had, they just did not have Facebook and Snapchat and LeBron James dunking on everybody. They didn't have this kind of stuff, right? But they had Jordan back in the day. They had maybe PlayStation 1. They maybe had GameCube. They've had things that maybe you cannot relate to, but they've been through experience, certain experiences. A person came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he complained that his mother was ill-tempered. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "Was she not ill-tempered when she kept you in her womb for 9 months?" And he replied, "I've reimbursed these favors upon my mother." Right? He's like, "I've reimbursed these favors upon my mother." And I want you to imagine this scene. This guy goes up to the Prophet and says, I've paid back my mom for everything that she's done for me. Why? He said, "I put her on my back and I did tawaf around the Kaaba. I performed hajj with her." Imagine this. This is someone, this is back in the day when they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have cars, they didn't have hoverboards where you can, you know, do tawaf around the Kaaba. This is someone that in the hot weather put his mother on his back and performed hajj. And listen to what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replies. He states, can you also return the painful pains which your mother had at the time of your birth? SubhanAllah. Can you return the pains that your mother had at the time of your birth? I want to tell you guys a true story. Myself, I've been a practicing Muslim, alhamdulillah, for about 5 years. I was born into a Muslim household. But I was very far away from this deen. And I remember when I was 16, 17, 18, growing up, I would always have an argument with my mother as if she's out to get me, right? In some cultures, the male gets a lot of the, yeah, you can do whatever you want, be home whenever you want, and the woman has to stay in the house and do all the chores. In my household, my mother treated me as if I was locked in my room for my whole life. And I told my mom, I would yell at my mom, the top of, Mom, what are you doing? You never let me go out. You never let me hang out with my friends. I don't have no friends. You never let me do nothing. But when I ask my mom, can you make me soup? I'm sick. She makes it. Mom, can you take me here? I need new shoes. She takes me there. And I would yell at my mom, saying, you don't understand me. And growing up, it took Islam to understand that ihsan towards my mother that I should have. Because the first khutbah I ever gave was about the mother and father. Because that was the biggest thing that was stopping me from perfecting Islam to what I imagined Islam should be perfected as. And that's having ihsan towards our parents. So, alhamdulillah, I text my mother and I call my mother at least twice a day. Right? And she gets annoyed of me to the point where she stops answering my phone calls. That's how much I call her. But when I don't call my mother, she'll call me at 5 o'clock. Why didn't you call me at 12? Where were you? What were you doing? I'm 27 years old. And when I was 16, I was saying, Mom, why do you keep calling me and nagging me, asking me where I'm at? And today is a day in which I will do whatever it takes for my mother to ask me where I'm at. Because in another 20 years, there may be a time in which my mother will not be in my phone book because she passes away. And she won't text me anymore or call me anymore saying, when are you going to be home? Or is there anything that I can do for you? Or come up to my room and ask me, I know you're sick, but is there anything that you need? Do you want me to go get you medicine? There will be that time. We've really become an ummah of complaints. We're an ummah that complains about everything. Really think about this. Something doesn't go our way, we complain. Some guy becomes president of the United States of America, and the first thing that we do is we complain. But when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when pain and affliction fell upon him, what was the first thing he did? He made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was his refuge. He found refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We've become an ummah of complaints. Our mother tells us to do something. Mom, just get off my back right now. You know, this is something that we should never do to our mom. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says in the Quran, do not even tell your mother or father, your parents, oof, right? You're playing Xbox, you're playing Call of Duty, you're texting on your phone, messing around with the Snapchats on filter, or the filters on Snapchat, and your mom calls you. Mom, I'll be there in a minute. Your mom calls you, I'll be there in a minute. 5 minutes pass, your mom calls you. And she could be lying on the kitchen ground, bleeding to death. But you are too busy in your own world. But when your mother cried, or when you cried, your mother ran to the call of your cry. The mother who taught you how to walk, the father who taught you how to speak, yet you do not want to walk or talk towards your parents. SubhanAllah, there's this one video I was watching on YouTube of this handicapped man. And SubhanAllah, from the neck down, he's paralyzed, right? And he's talking to a group of men and he says, when was the last time that you gave your mother a hug? He says, my mother is my eyes, she's my ears, she is everything. When I have to go to the bathroom, she takes me to the emergency room because I cannot go to the bathroom normally. I ask you, my brothers and sisters, when was the last time you hugged your mother and father? For those of you that have phones, I would like everyone to take 30 seconds to text their mother or their father the message, I love you. I want you to do that right now. And if your mother and father is here, just give them a hug. I'm being serious. I'm going to do the same thing. You have 30 seconds. I want you to take out your phones if you have a phone. And I want you to message your mother or father, I love you. Don't be shy or embarrassed. Because there will be a time in 20 years where you would wish you were to send that message. Please do this right now, inshallah. And I'll give everyone 30 seconds. And if your mother or father have passed away, or maybe you don't have a cell phone, just make dua for them, inshallah. Okay, everybody text. Some people are still shy. They're like, I've never told my mother and father I love them. SubhanAllah, one time I gave this lecture and I told someone to text their mother I love them. And she put her phone in her pocket and kept it on silent. And she, after the lecture, she opened her phone and she had like 50 missed calls and messages like, what's wrong? Is everything okay? Because she's never told her mother I love her before. So inshallah, please do not keep your phone on silent. Just in case she is worried about you, subhanAllah. So motherhood, it's a career, right? Your mom doesn't wake up one day after 20 years and says, listen, Muhammad, I've been making you soup. I've been your chef. I've been your nurse. I've been your housemaid. I've done your laundry. Why don't you start paying me? What's minimum wage nowadays? $8.90? Your mom doesn't do that. Your dad doesn't do that. Your dad doesn't say, listen, you know, I've taken you from here to the mall to get you those LeBron James or those Kevin Durant shoes that you wanted. Why don't you start paying me mileage from going from A to B? Your mom doesn't say, listen, I've been packing you a lunch every single day since you were in the first grade. Why don't you start reimbursing me? Fatherhood and motherhood, you do not get paid for it through money. You do it out of the kindness of your heart for one day when you pass away in hopes that your child will make dua for you when you are gone. There was a man that killed a woman because she rejected his marriage proposal. So he went to Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet's cousin, and asked, is there any room for me to repent? And Ibn Abbas said, is your mother still alive? And the man replied, no. So Ibn Abbas instructed the man to repent to Allah in order to get close to him. So the student that was with Ibn Abbas, he said, why did you ask if his mother was still alive? And Ibn Abbas said, I do not know of a greater action that can get one closer to Allah than being kind to the mother and father. I do not know of an action that can get one closer to Allah than kindness to his mother. Now, does anyone here know who Suhaib Webb is? Maybe you follow him on Snapchat. He's like the cool sheikh, right? Anyways, in one of his Snapchats, some people probably don't even know what Snapchat is, so I'm sorry. It's for another lecture, inshallah. Bas, he said he was having a hard time memorizing Quran. So he went to his Quran teacher, and the Quran teacher said, how's your relationship with your mother and father? As soon as he repaired the relationship with his mother and his father, he began to memorize more and more Quran. So my mother just sent me a heart text, subhanAllah. So try to gain JazakAllah khair. Try to gain that closeness with your mother and father. Just start today. It wasn't maybe 1 year or 2 years ago that I started texting my mother, I love her, and calling her every day. But once you get to the use of this, you begin to do it. SubhanAllah, this is one thing about human beings is we don't like changes, right? We don't like to do new things because we're so used to what we did. But once we try maybe a new color shirt on, we're like, this is weird. And everyone's complimenting you and you're like, I'll never wear this shirt again. But when you start wearing it, or maybe you start wearing a thawb and you're like, man, this is weird. You start wearing it and you're more comfortable in it, you'll be more comfortable. So start calling your mother or father. I want to read a letter, inshallah, from a mother to a child. It reads, my child, when I get old, I hope you understand and have patience with me. In case I break a plate, spill soup because I'm losing my eyesight, I hope you don't yell at me. Older people are sensitive, and when my hearing gets worse and can't hear what you're saying, I hope you don't call me deaf, please. Repeat it or write it down. I'm sorry, my child, I'm getting older. When my knees get weaker, I hope you have the patience to help me get up like how I used to help you while you were learning to walk. And when I'm repeating myself like a broken record, I hope you just keep listening to me. Please don't make fun of me or get sick of listening to me. Do you remember when you were little and wanted a balloon and you repeated yourself over and over until you got what you wanted? Please also pardon my smell. I smell like an old person and people don't force. Please don't force me to shower. My body is weak and old people get sick easily when they're cold. Do you remember when you were young and I used to chase you around because you didn't want to shower? I hope you can be patient when I'm always cranky. It's all a part of getting old and you'll understand when you're older. And if you have spare time, please, I hope we can talk even for a few minutes. I'm always all by myself all the time and I have no one to talk to. I know you're busy with work. Even if you're not interested in my stories, please have time for me. Do you remember when I used to listen to your stories? And when the time comes and I get ill and bedridden, I hope you have the patience to take care of me. I'm sorry if I accidentally wet the bed or make a mess. I hope you have the patience to take care of me during the last few moments of my life, for I'm not going to last much longer anyway. And when the time of my death comes, I hope you hold my hand and give me the strength to face death. And don't worry, when I finally meet Allah, I will tell Him to love you because you loved your mom and dad. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, your Lord has commanded that you worship none but Him and you be kind to the parents. Whether one of them or both of them attain old age, say, do not repel them. But address them in terms of honor and lower to them the wing of humility and say, my Lord, bestow on them thy mercy even as they cherished me in childhood. The Arabic word for womb is Rahim. And one of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's names is Ar-Rahim, the most merciful. So there is a parallel between the womb and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through the womb, we get a glimpse of the Almighty's qualities and attributes. The womb nurtures, feeds, and shelters us in the early stages of life. The womb can be viewed as one expression of divinity in this world. Your mother is your rahim. You're the connection to the divine, so stand firm by her feet. As the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Jannah. Paradise is under the feet of your mothers. Before your mother sees you, she loves you. There's this true story my friend told me. I was getting to know him and I'm a very nosy person. So I'm like, you know, what does your father do? What's your mother do for a living? And he's like, my stepmother does this. And me being the nosy person that I am, I said, why do you have a stepmother? Is your dad divorced? He said, before I was born, listen to this story. Your mother loves you before she even sees you. Before she even watches you grow, before she hears your cry, before you take your first breath. Before I was born, my mother was approached by the doctor. And the doctor told my mother, if you give birth to this child, you will bleed to death and you will die. And the doctor said, your other option is to abort the baby so you may live. And the only reason that I was talking to my friend that day is because the mother decided to give birth to this child and not even hear the call of his cry. She died while giving labor. She didn't hear the call of his cry, didn't see him walk at his graduation, did not watch her grandchild born, not go through the wedding of her child. But gave birth and sacrificed her life to someone she never even met. When people die, the first thing they want to do is come back and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I ask you this question, what will be the first thing that you will do when you find out that your mother or father passes away? Will you look at your phone and look at the pictures that you took with them? Or look at your phone waiting for their message? Or maybe call your voicemail and say, hey, this is a message my mother left me. When my grandmother passed away, there was a recording on our answering machine that I must have played at least 500 times to the point where I could even memorize her breath without even hearing the message. Do not wait till Mother's Day or Father's Day
to give your mother flowers or your father, take him out for coffee. Don't wait for these days. They fed you and they clothed you and they came to you in the middle of the night. Do not neglect them. Inshallah, I'm going to share one more story and then I'm going to talk how to build a better relationship with our parents. There was a 33-year-old man, and he's in his midlife crisis zone where he has work and he has his kids, and subhanAllah, he's just, life hits him. So he gets a call from his 70-year-old father. Hey son, I haven't seen you in a while. I haven't seen the kids in a while. I haven't heard from you. I'm going to come up this weekend to visit you. Is that okay? He's like, listen, you know, this weekend's a bad time. I have a project that's due on Monday. The kids have soccer practice. He's like, please, my son, I need to see you. He says, okay, I'm not going to pay for your plane ticket. You have to go in another hotel. There's no room for you here. I can't accommodate you. So the man, the father knocks on the door Saturday morning. Hey son, you want to go for a walk? You know, right now is a bad time. I have a presentation that I'm preparing that's due Monday. Son, please, I haven't seen you in so long. So they go to a walk on the park and they sit on a bench. And the father says, what's that? That's a crow, Dad. Hey son, what's that? That's a crow, C-R-O-W. I just told you, it's a bird. Hey son, what's that? Dad, are you messing around? Are you being serious right now? I just told you what it was. And we do this when our parents come up to us. Son, how do you use this app? Can you download Facebook on my app for me? Can you show me how to work the remote or show Netflix or share this video on YouTube? And we yell, Dad, I already showed you. Mom, I already told you how it works. So the father reaches in his pocket and opens this book and tells the child to read. And it reads, today my youngest son, who's 3, was sitting with me at the park when a crow sat in front of us, and my son asked 21 times what it was, and I answered all 21 times that it was a crow, and I hugged him every single time and smiled as if he asked me that question for the very first time, feeling affection for my innocent little boy. SubhanAllah, we really don't know what our mothers and fathers went through when we were being brought up. You know, and when we have kids, that's when we'll really find out. You know, whatever goes around comes around. You know, if you yell at your mom, your kids are going to yell at you. My brother, when my dad bought a brand new Ford truck, he took a knife and cut my dad's cushion, right? He like put a little mark in it. 23 years later, my brother has a boy, takes a fork or a knife to his brand new leather couch and puts a line in it. And when my brother told my father this story, he said, good, that's what you did to my brand new car. SubhanAllah, we really do not know what we're going to expect from our kids, but know that whatever you did will come back. Inshallah, I'm going to close on this. What are 5 things that we can do to build a better relationship with our parents? And I'm going to, inshallah, just give everyone a little warning. I can't paintbrush every single parent. I understand that there are some parents that may have lefted you or abandoned you as a child. Maybe they were bad parents. Maybe they did drugs, or they were just horrible parents. Whatever the case may be. If you had a mother or father that abandoned you and 50 years later they come to you and they say, I am your mother, you still show them ihsan. Because you will never have another mother or father. You can, of course, if you divorce your wife or you divorce your husband, you can always get remarried. You can always get another job, but you will never have another mother and father. Even if they only took care of you for one day, you will never have another mother and father. So how can we have a healthy relationship with our parents? Number one, understand your parents' worth and their value. Meaning, if they were to not be in your life as of today, how would that impact your life? Would you be able to get to school? Would your clothes be able to have been washed? Would you be able to go to driver's ed? How would your life change? Would you be someone that has to work 2 jobs just to pay the bills? How would your life change? Number 2, communicate with them. Send them messages on WhatsApp. You know how you send those huge WhatsApp groups with 50 people in them and you send pictures and these weird videos all day long? Send them one of those weird videos. I swear. Go out for coffee with them. Your mother and father, you invite them for coffee, you know what they're going to do for the next 6 months when they're chilling with their friends? You know what my son did the other day? We went out for coffee. And he got the birthday cake Timbits at Tim Hortons, and he loved them, and we talked about school and what he wanted to do in college. For the next 6 months, this is what your mother or father will be talking about with their friends. And what your friends are, what their friends are going to be doing, man. Why doesn't my son do that to me? I want to take my son out for coffee, and what's going to happen is they're going to approach their son. Hey son, you want to go out for coffee? I'm busy, Dad. This is reality. This is reality. Take your mom or dad to the movies. Take them out to the bakery early in the morning. Say, hey, you guys want to go for a walk? You want to go to the park? Do this at least once a month. If you could do this once a month, you will not know the joy that it will bring to their hearts. Number three, never argue. Your parents are always right. Huh? And there's going to be, is there anyone that has kids that are here? Raise your hand if you, okay, I'm sorry, kids. your parents are always right. If they say the sky is green and you think it's blue, or you say it's blue and it is blue, and you say, Baba, it's blue, there, it's green. I had a person came up to me. He said, my grandmother asked my nephew a question. And she was like, there's aliens that are living in my basement or something like this. Mom or grandma, there's no such thing as aliens. What are you talking about? You're crazy, old lady. She's right. Because at the end of the day, they're going to know how you treated them. They could be wrong or right. Your parents are your parents, and they poke you and they tease you. My dad, he'll call me in the middle of me eating dinner with my wife, and I had a long day, and my dad will call me and just talk to me for like a half an hour, nonsense. Right? He'll be like, what'd you do today? I'm like, nothing. Oh, okay. Where'd you go? What do you want to do tonight? Where are you going to go? What are you going to eat? What are you going to... What kind of cologne are you wearing? He'll just ask me these random... I'm like, I'm being as dry as possible because I want to finish eating my food and watch Netflix or whatever I want to do that night. And my dad's just... But I have to show what ihsan towards them. No matter what, never say oof, never say ba, ma, I have to leave right now. Never cut a conversation short with them. Number four, be patient. When they ask you for something... You drop what you're doing and you go do it. If they say, I need you to take out the garbage, you don't say, when do you want me to do that? You go downstairs, you find the fullest garbage and you take it out. And then he's going to say, son, I wanted that garbage taken out. Oh, no problem. When the weather's nice, like it was yesterday, I don't know what this weather's all about, but when the weather's nice, you go outside without them even asking and you wash the car. You do the lawn. You take out the garbage so the garbage men can take it that day. If there's snow outside, don't wait for them to wake you up and say, hey, wake up and go do the snow. No, no, no. You wake up your dad and you say, Baba, I'm going to go do the snow. You stay here and you relax in this warm, warm bed of yours. When it's time to pray Fajr, don't wait for them to wake you up and you say, Baba, no. No, you set your alarm clock 5 minutes and you say, Baba, we're going to pray Qiyam in the last third of the night and ask Allah to strengthen our relationship. This is what our youth should be doing. Waking up in the middle of the night to wake our fathers up to say, Baba, let's pray. Baba, let's go pray Fajr. Baba, let's go to the coffee shop. Mama, let's go here. This is what we should be doing. And lastly, number five, is always make dua for them. And always donate money on their behalf. These are two things out of three that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will come with you when you are in your grave. These good deeds, right? If you give just a dollar with the intention in your heart that this is for my mother, a dollar for the intention that this is for my father, and a dollar for the intention that this is for me, that's $3 that you donate, two for your parents and one for you. You do not know what that dollar will do for your mother and father that you just donated on their behalf. For me, I have a certain time after Fajr that I make dua for whatever I want to make dua for. I make sure after Fajr prayer, that's a time when I have no responsibilities, I don't have to rush to work, I'm not in a hurry, I sit and I ask Allah for things that I need, or things that I want, or things that I just want to talk to Allah about. In this time, I take literally 3 seconds to, oh Allah, grant my parents Jannah. That's all it takes. You do not know what this dua will do for you. And I'll close on this, inshallah. If you were to go to Jannah, inshallah, we all go to Jannah, and your parents are waiting at the gate of Jannah for their son or daughter to enter with them, this is the relationship that you should have with your mother and father, where you want to see them and be with them in this life and in the next. قولوا قول هذا واستغفر الله ولكم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Any questions? No questions. All right. JazakAllah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Barakallahu fiik. JazakAllah khair.